CBS Eye on the World, I'm John Batchelor. Canada, our neighbor to the north, our best neighbor through the history of the United States of America, and the People's Republic of China, an adversary to NATO, to the United States, to Canada, at least recently, because an article at The Economist magazine puts it provocatively. Did spies from China, India, and Russia meddle in Canada's elections? A new inquiry seeks to find out the extent of foreign interference. I'm focused on China because that looks to me to be the most concerted effort to spy, to steal, to disrupt, to undermine the credibility of North America. That would be the U.S. and Canada and Mexico. We welcome Gordon Chang, at Gordon G. Chang, my colleague and co-host, and we welcome Charles Burton from Ottawa of the McDonnell Laurier Institute to concentrate chiefly on Canada and the threat to Canada represented by the People's Republic of China. Charles, a very good day to you. My memory is that this inquiry became most puzzling when it involved the Trudeau Foundation and not only the Prime Minister, Justin Trudeau, but his brother. I've lost track since then. There was an inquiry led by someone who was appointed by the Prime Minister. But from there, there was supposed to be a follow-through by the Parliament. I don't know. What is the status of the inquiry by Parliament to possible contact and manipulation by Chinese agents of the Prime Minister? Good evening to you.
Good evening. Well, under enormous pressure from the public and the opposition parties, the government, Justin Trudeau's government, agreed to an independent public inquiry headed by a judge of the Quebec Superior Court, Marie-Josée Hogue. That was in September. It's just started last week with 5 days of hearings because it took so long for all of the principals, the lawyers and so on, to be permitted to access top secret documents. The gist of the inquiry is really to find out what did the government know, when did they know it, and why didn't they do anything about it. So, you know, from the Watergate scandal, it's a familiar kind of story. The impetus for it was documents released by someone within the Canadian intelligence establishment that classified documents that were released to two Canadian media outlets, Global News and the Globe and Mail newspaper, which suggested very serious allegations of Chinese government illegal campaign contributions, attempts to intimidate parliamentarians by putting pressure on their families in China, and most notably, I think, from what you just said, the fact that a donation, a generous donation of close to $1 million given to Mr. The Trudeau Foundation, the foundation in the memory of his father, was in fact not given by an individual, but that the money for this had been given by the government of China. So the individual was directed to make the donation and then the money was reimbursed by China. So we're seeing a lot of evidence of Chinese manipulation of Canadian diplomatic processes, political and diplomatic processes, to try and prevent the Canadian government from interfering in Chinese espionage activities and other malign activities that the China's engaged in Canada, such as investment in natural resources sector and that kind of thing, that the government evidently was aware of it, but didn't take any action to constrain the Chinese agents in Canada. There was one Chinese member of the Ministry of State Security who had diplomatic status in Canada who was expelled because one of the Globe and Mail articles indicated that he had been directing the attempt to intimidate members of parliament. There were three members of parliament that have been subject to this that we know about. Mr. Trudeau evidently was informed early on of this, last year, but did not undertake any action to inform the members of parliament that they were being intimidated. And the intelligence services information was not acted on. So, you know, these are very, very serious allegations that need to be explored. But as of the hearings last week, the government is very reluctant to allow any of the classified documents to enter into the public domain. So beyond, you know, being able to prevent information about who provided the information or methods of collecting the information, the government doesn't even seem prepared to allow for summaries or redacted versions of the documents, you know, meaningfully redacted, in other words, leaving most of the information in, to reach the public domain. And so this is a very troubling incident. And I think for Americans, they should be concerned about the activities of the Chinese regime right over the northern border, particularly, you know, as tensions rise between the United States and China, and especially with Mr. Trump's proposal of a 60% tariff on Chinese goods. This will really get the Chinese much more active in North America to try and defend their interests. And Canada is evidently the weak point in the alliance.
Gordon, you have a question for Charles.
Charles, let me ask you to speculate. Is it better for the Trudeau government to try to drag things out and to delay releases of information? Or would it have been better for them just to have admitted everything at the beginning and tried to put it behind them?
Well, I think that the matter certainly drags out. They have put a very short deadline, you know, the end of 2024, onto the inquiry, and there won't be enough time for, you know, the Justice Oge and her lawyers to engage in any legal procedures to try and appeal against the government's resistance to release the documents. So I think that the way it's left is that, you know, the government claims that they have an ongoing inquiry, and they claim that they're cooperating, but will use the excuse of classification to not allow for any conclusion. And by the time the inquiry's over, the government will likely be in an election position and other issues will come to the fore. My suspicion is that it's possible that the information is so damaging that, as you say, if they put a clean face on it early on, that would have led to Mr. Trudeau losing power and the government falling.
Canada is an integral member of Five Eyes. That means that Canada's exposure is Five Eyes exposure. Is the inquiry at Parliament framing it that way? Does this alarm your allies and American allies?
Well, that's certainly one of the reasons for not declassifying some of the documents, in the sense that this would lead to discontent among documents that are based on information that may have come from the United States or other members of the Five Eyes. But my speculation would be that, you know, any information about the malign activities of the Chinese regime in Canada, in other words, information based on bugging the embassy or telephone calls that have been intercepted or other information that may have been received, would have come from Canadian sources and therefore wouldn't endanger the Five Eyes intelligence, which is shared with Canada. Canada is a net importer of intelligence, as the Minister of Justice, when he gave evidence to the public inquiry last week, suggested. And so there seems to be some further, you know, among the various excuses for not coming clean on this matter, one of them is it would do damage to our alliance, in which Canada is a beneficiary in a big way.
Gordon, I have a question.
So when we look at the relationship with the U.S., has that been damaged, Ottawa's relationship with the U.S.?
My guess would be it has not been. I think that the United States would very much like to see elements that are engaging in elite capture in Ottawa purged, and would like to see the Chinese spies that are operating in Canada, evidently relatively freely, sent back to Beijing. So I would think that the Americans are very supportive of this activity. And when those documents were leaked to the Canadian media, we don't know the source, but it's possible that it was from an American source that wants to you know, create some movement towards Canada becoming more aligned with the American approach to China, which is to see China as a strategic competitor, not simply a force that has to be accommodated.
Charles, I want to separate spying with influence peddling. The Economist Inquiry includes this paragraph. An earlier official inquiry also suggested there was, quote, a well-grounded suspicion that Han Dong, an MP in Toronto, may have unwittingly benefited from the support of the local Chinese consulate in 19, when he won the Liberal Party's nomination. Meanwhile, Michael Chong, a conservative MP, is thought to have been targeted by China along with his family in Hong Kong after condemning China's treatment of Uyghurs. Does the inquiry include the threat or the likely threat to the Chong family or the Dong family in any fashion?
Both Mr. Chong and Mr. Dong have been given standing at the inquiry, and so they are able to access documents, not classified documents, but documents that will not necessarily be made public. And so there is concern that if Mr. Dong and another person who's been given standing, Michael Chan, a former Ontario cabinet minister, and I should say in full disclosure that Mr. Chan has sued me for my 2015 article, The Murky World of Chinese Influence, that there is concern among the Canadian diaspora community that those two gentlemen and possibly a senator of the Canadian Senate, Yuan Pao Wu, may be suspected without basis by the diaspora that they will be transferring information to the Chinese embassy, and that this inquiry will become a bonanza for Chinese espionage in Canada instead of benefiting Canada.
Charles Burton, the Macdonald Laurier Institute. He is in Ottawa. Gordon Chang at Gordon G. Chang. The inquiry underway in Canada about malign influence of the People's Republic of China. I'm John Batchelor.
Stay tuned for more of CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.